views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
True believers, I am Elizabeth Marin. I am David Hickney's sister. David is not here. A little bit worried about him. But you know, we do this at the same time every week, and our guest, Dr. Reverend Tungsten Pearl,
yes,
is here. So I guess for the purpose of consistency, which is very important, I think, for a lot of our listeners, I decided to go ahead and go on the air, and hopefully we can figure out where my brother is. He doesn't leave the house, so the fact that I can't find him is very worrisome. He's not in any of his usual little cubby holes or corners that he disappears to. I even checked under the back porch. He wasn't there. The hole that he dug last summer was still there, but he is not. So I guess we will just start the show, and I'll hope that David contacts me somehow. So this week, Dr. Reverend, which is just a weird thing to say, but Dr. Reverend Tungsten Pearl,
yes,
and I are going to be talking about something called a Play-Doh golem.
Golem, yes.
Now, I am familiar with the term golem from it's a myth from Judaism.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm familiar with Play-Doh from, you know, childhood.
Yes, yes.
But I have never heard of a Play-Doh golem. So, Reverend Tungsten, Dr. Tungsten.
Dr. Reverend
Dr. Tungsten. Reverend, you prefer, okay. Yeah. Dr.
And you can Reverend, just call me Tung. It's fine. I don't mind.
Okay. Tung.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about this creature?
Yes. Well, first, can I go through my background?
Absolutely, please.
Yes. Okay, so first of all,
I love learning people's credentials.
Yeah, first of all, I am a huge fan. In fact, I never even thought that there was such a thing as a Play-Doh golem.
Okay. Until
about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when I first started listening to Freak of the Week. I am a huge fan of David Hickney. And I'm really upset that he's not here, actually.
I definitely apologize. Yeah. And I just want to reiterate that you said golem earlier. I believe this is a golem, which, not to be mistaken with the Lord of the Rings golem, it's a completely different fictional character.
You say tomatoes, you know?
I do actually say tomatoes.
Yeah. So do I, actually.
And potatoes.
But I mean, yeah, that's just what it is. Okay, so I've got a PhD in astrophysics.
Okay.
I am so sorry. I'm nervous. I am really nervous because.
Would you like some water,
Tom? No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. And I also have a doctorate in anthropology.
Wow. Okay. I also have a doctorate in anthropology from Stanford. Where is yours from?
It's from the University of Chicago.
Okay. That's a good school.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's decent. Yeah. They have a lot of Nobel Peace Prize winners there.
Mm-hmm.
And I received, I became ordained through the Universal Life Church just yesterday.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. But I do have a Master's of Theology from Notre Dame.
Oh, that is more impressive.
Yes, yes. So, you know, about 2 years ago, I was sitting around and I discovered Freak of the Week. And I was thinking to myself, I need to figure out something that makes me special.
Besides your two PhDs and your master's degree?
Yeah, they mean nothing to me after listening to Mr. David Hickney.
Really?
That's yes.
Disheartening.
Well, I mean, you know, I kind of lost all hope and all faith in everything.
Oh, What caused you to lose your hope? And is there, I don't want to get too personal on the air, but I feel like something must have happened.
Well, you know, I didn't actually identify that feeling until the first episode of season two here at Freak of the Week. And that was the episode where David was really distraught.
And he was.
Yeah, because of his wife and the mole people. And so I went about searching for the mole people.
You decided to... Now, before you decided to completely change direction and you suffered this crisis, what were you doing before that? Like, what was your job or
You know, life? I was an adjunct professor.
Okay.
You know, it was not something that I really felt good about.
Because you preferred to be full-time or?
Yeah, I definitely preferred to be full-time and I was not getting benefits. So then I took a job at conspiracygate.com.
Okay.
And, that's, you know, they actually have, thousands of pages of literature on, David Hickney. And that
he would actually be very upset to hear that any website has information on him.
Well, they don't call him specifically by the name. They call him the freak.
Just the freak.
The freak. Yes. The freak. But okay. I was able to deduct that it was actually David Hickney.
Okay. And how are you able to deduce that it was my brother specifically?
Yeah, because they mention your name.
Oh, I'm on a website?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Okay. And what did they say? I know I'm going to regret asking. What did they say about me?
It's not very flattering.
Probably not, because I like facts. But
yeah,
okay.
That's what they said, actually.
That,
is that,
that I didn't like that I liked facts?
Yeah, and that you're very confused by them. That you don't actually have a mind of your own. You just are reciting from books.
Oh, I get it.
Yes.
All right.
Excuse me.
Well, now that we know a lot about your background.
Yes, yes.
Can we talk about the Play-Doh Golem, or is there anything else that you'd like to share before?
That's actually it. Yeah, so, you know, while looking for the mole people, I discovered these golems. And, you know, they are actually very good defenders of the people that create them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're created when you mix a lot of Play-Doh colors together, specifically with blue and gray colors, and then formed into the shape of a person. So anybody can do this.
You just mix all the Play-Doh colors together and put them in one of the little, like, cowboy molds?
Well, you don't need to use a mold. No. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a golem. I mean, they take on a lot of human-like shapes, but they don't necessarily have to be exactly precise.
That's good to know. Does not need to be anatomically correct.
Well, definitely not anatomically. You don't have to, like, make a penis or anything.
Well, I never said that you did.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
It's interesting that you jumped to the conclusion of penis when I used the word anatomical, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, they are just amazing. So when you make them, they can actually defend the people that make them. They only live a very, very short life.
Well, because they're Play-Doh.
Yes.
Play-Doh,
yes.
If you leave Play-Doh out too long, it will crack and dry up.
Yeah, well, see,
I know, I was very sad. I left my set out overnight when I was a kid, and my mom wouldn't buy me a new one. She said, no, Elizabeth, you need to take care of your stuff.
Yeah, they become hard and flaky, and if you put them through a spaghetti press, you know, that thing that comes with some of the Play-Doh kits, mm-hmm. It destroys them instantly.
So if your golem were to get out of control, you could just stick it in the spaghetti presser thing.
Oh, but they would never get out of control.
They never get out of control.
No, because I mean,
I saw that episode
they're there
of
the people.
I feel like sometimes they get out of control.
Yeah, I don't watch the X-Files.
You should. It's fascinating.
I only go with factual
information.
I think
it's where my brother gets most of his theories.
Really?
Yes.
Because I was thinking to myself that the only thing that I believe is words out of David Hickney's mouth.
That is terrifying.
Yes, it is.
I can give you some numbers of some good doctors.
I am a doctor.
I know you are, as am I. However, there are many, many types of doctors out there.
Well,
I feel like
you could use
maybe friendship with some of them.
Okay.
Probably someone with a PhD in psychology.
Yeah. I don't think I need to speak to those people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, I used all of the astrophysics and anthropology that I have to search for the mole people, but it actually, they have nothing in common.
I understand how you used anthropology to search for these creatures, but how did you use astrophysics?
Well, I thought that maybe they were aliens.
Okay, and astrophysics is how you search for aliens?
Well, that's how we explain space.
Right.
Yeah.
And aliens, of course. We're talking about space aliens, not... We accidentally had an episode on illegal aliens. It was very upsetting. Even my brother got upset. I just want to make sure that we're clear.
Yeah, but episode
what we're talking about extraterrestrial beings.
Episode 1 of season 2, actually, they talked about real aliens.
They did.
Even though Mr. Hickney didn't believe in them at the time, he was really against that person. But you know, that's neither here nor there. I understand he was going through a deep depression.
Yeah, and that happens with him somewhat regularly, especially now that the seasons are getting colder, it's getting darker outside. He's been wearing a Snuggie for 4 days, the same Snuggie for 4 days.
Is it here?
He lets me switch it out and wash it. He wouldn't, and now I can't find him.
Is it here in the room?
The Snuggie?
Yes.
Only the clean one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
I think he took the other one with him. I made sure that he had two.
Okay.
So that I can wash one while he wears the other. He doesn't wear anything under the Snuggie. That's disturbing.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to wear one.
Okay, so I think perhaps we should just take a 5-minute break. I need to go wash my hands. And when we come back, we'll take some callers that think that they've seen a Play-Doh golem.
I'll just be here smelling his couch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
True Believers, Freak of the Week is sponsored by Chilldew, the energy drink that makes you feel cool. That's Chill-D-O. Now with 100% less heroin.
Hey everyone, this is Nick Mataragas from Surreal. I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a taste of all the things I've had to tolerate while recording this season so that you know what I went through to give you this new season of Surreal, which comes out September 21st. Thanks.
Her name is Pumpernickel or Pumper whatever.
Pepper-nickel, yeah.
We called her Pumpernickel
sure.
Because her face looked like a friggin' piece of pumpernickel. She was not
that seems
an
very
attractive
mean.
Girl.
Okay. Did that make you uncomfortable?
At first, yes. But then I realized that I wasn't an American pussy. And I was fine with it.
So you think it was just like an unwritten understanding?
I am not aware.
Of your own thoughts?
At this time, no. I'm not aware of my own thoughts.
I like to name my sponges.
I feel like I should take the Third Amendment on this because...
Do you mean the Fifth?
I think we've had quite enough insertions for the day, quite frankly.
Agreed.
And welcome back to this week's episode of Freak of the Week. I'm your, interim host, Elizabeth Marin. For those of you just tuning in, I'm taking over hosting duties because I can't find my brother. And I want to keep consistency in the lives of our listeners because I'm afraid any disruption might end badly. With me is Tung, a.k.a. Dr. Reverend Tungsten Pearl.
Yes.
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 Tung is now sitting on a stool that I've provided for him, and I'm hoping that he just keeps his hands next to his sides.
Why wouldn't I? I mean, what are you saying? I mean...
I'm not implying anything at all. You just sit there, you drink your water. We're talking about the Play-Doh Golem, a creature that you can apparently make to protect you. Comes out of Play-Doh. I don't know. So I really don't know what else to say right now. I'm a little uncomfortable. So I think we're going to maybe take some calls.
Can I say one thing before you do that?
Sure.
So I came on the show today to tell David Hickney about the Play-Doh golems so that he could use it to help him fight the mole people.
Play-Doh golems are natural enemies of mole people?
No, but they protect the person that makes them. Haven't you been paying attention?
Shouldn't he then make a Play-Doh golem for his estranged wife? Isn't she the one that needs protection?
Well, she would have to make it. She would
have
to make it.
Oh, you have to make it yourself.
Yeah, when he goes into battle with the mole people, he's going to need these.
You can't make one for someone else.
No, no.
Interesting.
You have to make them yourself. That's what gives them the special powers.
You have to, gather your strength in yourself.
Yes.
I think that's excellent advice.
But to thy own self be true.
There you go.
Yes.
So let me, let's take the first caller. Push the little button here. Hi, and welcome to Freak of the Week.
Hi, am I on?
Yes, you are on the air right now.
Oh, hi. My name is Tybalt Johnson.
Hi, Tybalt.
I'm Tybalt.
Tybalt. I apologize.
Yes, Tybalt.
Tybalt Johnson. I'm from Pensacola, Florida. My question for Dr. Reverend Tungsten Pearl, you said before that they don't have to be anatomically correct, but could you technically make one that's anatomically correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. You can make them into anything that you want, really.
And they'll do anything you ask them to?
Oh.
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, I can see where it's going, and the answer is yes. Yes, they would.
Okay. And can they be girl golems?
If you know how to make the parts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of websites that would help you with this.
Okay. You have any experience with people who have done that before, or is it done? I mean, I just want to make sure I'm doing it right.
You know, it's all to your liking, whatever you like. But they are mainly there to protect you, to serve as your army. I'm sure you get beaten up from time to time.
Wait, how do you know that?
Well, I could tell because you're a lot like me.
Oh.
And sorry.
It was Roger.
Yeah. Roger's here?
He's right here on my mic.
Hi, Roger.
Oh, my God.
That's what actually really worries me is that David left without Roger.
I'm a big fan of you, Roger.
I am, too.
Roger is rubbing his little hands together.
Oh, that's so cute.
Did you say that to me?
I did say that to you.
Oh, my God. A girl's talking to me.
Yes, she is a girl.
Hi.
Hi?
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to just, that's enough of that.
I thought it was a fascinating phone call.
It was a fascinating phone call. It was starting to go to a place that was making me a little bit uncomfortable.
I don't like the idea
of anyone creating something for their own indentured servitude. I don't think that's okay. I don't think anyone should ever do that, no matter how lonely you are. Perhaps just learn some social skills.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with it because they don't have a soul.
Still. I mean, I have a couple of exes that I'm pretty sure didn't have a soul, but that doesn't make them not people.
Okay, well, that's your belief.
It is.
Not mine.
Okay, let's take another caller. Let me push the button here. Hi, and welcome to Freak of the Week.
Hi, am I on?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Everyone keep asking me that.
I guess David's not here.
David is temporarily out.
Okay.
So no, unfortunately, he's not here.
Okay. I'd like to ask the doctor. My name's Arthur Vorpaspeen. I'm from Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
My son Andrew, he has eaten about 5 pounds of Play-Doh.
Oh.
And he is
he
now...
He might have a mineral deficiency if he has a compulsion to eat Play-Doh. It's quite salty.
Yeah, he's got something wrong with him.
Well, okay.
I think it's his mother.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I have a really important question for you.
Yeah.
What color was the Play-Doh?
The color of the Play-Doh was well, it was kind of a bluish gray color.
Oh.
Like, and now he's turning a bluish gray color. So I'm a little worried. Is he turning into a golem?
Is he turning a bluish? Is he there right now? Do you possibly need to give him the Heimlich?
He's on the floor.
He's on the floor.
He's resting.
Oh my god, that's the final stages.
I think that you should hang up with me. Call 911 immediately. And
mold him.
Rescue your son from the Play-Doh that he's eaten, because I think he's choking to death.
I'm sorry, what were those numbers again?
911.
Wait, I need to get a pencil. Hold on.
Mold him. Mold him into a protector of you.
A protector?
No, don't mold him into anything. Pick him up off the floor. Wrap your arms around him. Place them. Do you know where his diaphragm is?
He's a boy, so he uses condoms.
No, his right below where the little triangular portion of his ribs are.
Do you
know what I'm talking about? Wrap your arms around. Are you doing this as I'm talking?
Okay, I'm doing this right now.
Okay, place your fists right there.
Okay, we're not really a hugging family.
I don't care.
Okay.
Mold him into the protector.
Push really hard, and let's see if the Play-Doh comes out.
Okay, I'm pushing. Oh, I heard a crack. All right.
Oh God.
That's a wonderful sign.
There's blue gray junk just coming right out of his mouth.
Good. Is he breathing? Is he waking up?
He looks dizzy and he's coughing and is he turning into a golem?
Yes, he is.
I knew he was turning into a golem.
Can you put him on the phone, please?
Can I put him on the phone?
Put him on the phone. Yes, I want to talk to him. Hi, kiddo.
There he is.
Do you have access to a telephone? You have access, of course. Can you hang up with me and call 911?
I'm still here. Stop crying. It's your mother again.
911.
Weeping is actually the first signs.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, he's going to, all right, son, you're going to be my protector. Do some.
Why did you hang up on him?
I didn't hang up on them. It disconnected.
Oh my god, that was a wonderful thing was about to happen.
No, a wonderful thing was not.
Have you not listened to your brother at all?
I do listen to my brother. My brother is mentally ill, and so are you, and so are
he's
most of our callers.
He's a brilliant man.
He was a brilliant man, now he's a broken man, and I can't find him, and I don't know what to do about it.
Well, I don't think you need to worry, because he is a warrior.
I'm getting so tired. Yes, it's whiskey. I'm so tired of doing this by myself.
This is the first episode you've done by yourself.
No, I mean taking care of my brother, okay? My parents, all three of them, they've almost given up. I can't give up on him. I don't want to see him in an institution, so I do this insane show. I have fucking crazy people in my house on a weekly basis. I think most of you are probably serial killers, or at the very least terrorists.
My brother
lives under the porch some days. Now he's missing. His only friend is a freaking praying mantis.
That you gave him.
I don't want to see him institutionalized.
That you gave him. Roger.
Because I didn't want him to be alone. And he can't talk to you crazy people.
I am not crazy.
And he won't talk to me.
You know, you need to start listening to him more. He makes a lot of sense. And I
get out of my house.
What?
Get out of my house.
Are you talking to Roger or me?
No, I'm talking to you, Dr. fucking Tungsten Pearl. What kind of name is that? Did you just pick precious metals and stick them in a name? Is that even your real name?
That is my real name. I was adopted and my parents wanted to name me Tungsten. I'm sorry, there's nothing wrong with that.
Also, I caught you sniffing David's underwear earlier. There's nothing okay about that. I think you're a stalker.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You're making me uncomfortable.
I have not touched you at all. I have no interest in you.
That's fine. I still want you to get out of my house.
All right, fine.
David?
Can I take the underwear?
No! Get out! Hi, listeners. I apologize for my outburst. I am extremely worried about my brother. So if anyone has seen him, or David, if you're listening somehow on a handheld CB, I don't even know how you would listen to the show. It still fascinates me that you hate technology and have a podcast. maybe you could contact me before I completely lose my mind. I'm gonna take a break, and when I come back, I'm hoping I'll hear from my brother. Thank you.
True Believers, Freak of the Week is sponsored by Tom's Natural Deodorant, now with the ability to deodorize. Why smell good when you can Tom's?
Greetings, Earther scum!
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't gonna like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memorial Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say...
Don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma. Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
They're getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
I'm not cleaning that up again.
Welcome back to our third segment of Freak of the Week, my brother David Hickney's show, which was kind of the one thing that he seemed to have going for him, except now he's gone, and I am sitting here in my basement, his apartment, alone, trying to make a golem out of Play-Doh. It doesn't seem to be working. I'm just wondering if maybe, so that I don't develop a drinking problem, I could create a little bit of protection for myself. But since this is complete pseudoscience and doesn't actually exist, I'm just a crazy person sitting in my own basement playing with my children's. I don't even have children. I stole this off a kid on the street, okay? One of the neighbors was outside, and he had Play-Doh, and I've had whiskey, and I wish my brother would call me, or at least my parents, maybe even my dad. I don't know. I haven't heard from my dad in, like, 3 months. He's in Florida. It's weird. I don't even know. But, so if anybody wants to call, maybe somebody that's slightly rational, I don't know. Otherwise, I'm just gonna sit here, and I'm gonna drink, and I'm gonna ramble, and it's gonna be so much fucking fun, let me tell you. Oh yeah, I say words like fuck now, because forget all my PhDs. I can say words like fuck, fuck, fuckity fuck, 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 there, and the world didn't end. Elizabeth Marin swore, and the world didn't end. Everything is still here. It's fine. I get to be not a caretaker for like 5 minutes of my insane freaking life. I believe we have a caller. I'm going to push the button. Roger has flown to the windowsill. I gave him a behead. He is not coming back. He's apparently afraid of me. All right. Hello, caller. Welcome to Freak of the Week.
I'd like to give a public service announcement!
What?
Oh, we used all the leftover sea. This Play-Doh that we get for Halloween, the glow-in-the-dark stuff, you know, some kids can't have nuts or candy or whatever, and we put it all together to make a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and it's sticking over! Don't tear it down!
You created a glow-in-the-dark Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
The Play-Doh is glow-in-the-dark, but yes, with kids, we thought it would be fun, and it's not! It's not! It's gonna destroy everything! Don't do it! Don't do it!
Ice gets Play-Doh out of the carpet. It won't destroy everything. You'll be okay.
I think we're beyond ice! It'll take an iceberg at this point! Oh my God, I'm gonna go!
I don't feel any better about my life. But thanks for calling. Yeah. So... Oh, good. Great, we have another fucking crazy person calling. All right. Hey, welcome to Freak of the Week. What do you want?
Hey, this is Tony Braziano from Newark, New Jersey.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, I'm just wondering, so I got this thing, this Play-Doh thing I made, and I made them all big and muscular, and I put some track pants on them, and I'm just, how do I get them to start moving? Is there, like, magic words, like, go-go golem or something?
Just use the wonders of your imagination.
The wonders of my imagination are going to whack my enemies.
I would not recommend you whacking your enemies with anything.
Not even with, like, a mythical creature that's made out of kids' clay?
I tell you what. Take your little muscular, track-panted Play-Doh guy.
Yeah.
Go up to one of your enemies.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you.
Yeah.
And throw it at him.
Throw it right in his face?
Just throw it at him.
That's good advice. Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, how you doing?
All right. Let's see how many more crazies can call in. Seriously, I have 3 PhDs. I don't even know what I'm doing here. The whiskey's almost gone. Roger is... I don't know where Roger is. That's great. I lost Roger and David. That's amazing. You know, it'd be nice if maybe my husband helped out every now and then. Maybe he could just feed Roger. Maybe he could do some of David's laundry. Maybe he could do some of my laundry. Maybe he could run me a goddamn bath once in a while. I don't know. Why not? Hey, look! The light is lit up again. I'm gonna push the button for the light. Hey, guess what? You're on the completely insane show, Freak of the Week. What kind of freak are you?
I'm Luke.
Hey, Luke, what's up? Tell me your insanity. I'll tell you to go get a therapist, offer a logical explanation for what the hell's going on in your life. You'll tell me I'm an idiot because I'm a woman or because I have a PhD or because I believe in science. And then I'll hang up on you. It'll be great. So let's just get that out of the way. What do you want?
Are you okay?
No, but thank you for asking. You're actually the first person that's asked me that in quite some time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah. Hickney's used underwear. Is that, like, for sale on the website now?
Jesus! I don't even know. So, folks. If you're ever in a situation where you're a type A personality and people try to tell you over and over and over again, hey, Elizabeth, you can't control everything. You maybe should just give up control once in a while. Maybe you should actually listen to them. Because if you don't, if you just insist, no, I'm a feminist, I'm a woman, I can do whatever I want. I don't need your help. Then eventually everyone will stop helping you. They'll stop helping you because they're like, oh, she's strong, she's independent, she doesn't need my help, and then they'll stop checking on you. And then you know what happens? Then your husband decides just to travel all the time and never actually call you. You don't actually know where he is. I'm assuming he's on a business trip, but he's unemployed, so I just sort of ignore that. Your brother lives in your basement, and you have to take care of him, because otherwise he's going to be in an institution, which is terrible, and you definitely don't want your brother to be in an institution, because then you're a terrible sister, because God forbid you want to let someone else take care of him for a change. And then, also, if he goes in the institution, guess who has to pay for the institution? Not moms, not dad. They've given up completely. They're like, he's 38 years old. He can take care of himself. But he's my baby brother, and I have to take care of him. My insurance has to take care of him. And insurance sucks now. I'm just saying. Insurance, it's like $3,800 a month to put him in an institution. It's just a lot of laundry and stress to let him live in my basement. So I've chosen to live in my basement, and now he's left me. My brother needed me, and even he's gone. I have no one. Even the damn little bug that I bought him is, like, across the room and just rubbing his little mandibles together and, like, looking at me like I'm saying, yeah, okay, whatever, Roger, whatever. I've had whiskey. I don't care. You can't judge me. You're a goddamn bug. You look like an alien. You turn colors. You are green when I bought you, and now you're brown, and it's weird, and I don't approve of it. If I just suddenly turn brown, people would be like, oh, Elizabeth, are you okay? Have you been eating too many carrots? Have you been tanning too much? Are you in blackface? Racist? Like, what? I don't, but no, Roger's fine. Roger just eats his little bee heads and flies around the room and judges me like a bug would judge you. What The light is lighting up again. Hey, freak of the week, what?
Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Papa Terrence.
Oh, God. Hey, Dad, what's up?
Yeah, I've been listening. I never listened to this show.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
You know, David asks me every week, do you think Dad listened? And I'm like, did he listen the last 15 episodes? No, so he's probably not listening this time because he doesn't want to indulge you.
Well, I listened this week, and, I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed in you that you let your brother leave.
Of course, yeah, it's totally my fault.
You were supposed to take care of him.
Totally my fault. Always my fault.
I trusted you because, you were the only sane one.
That is true.
Yeah. And I think you need to calm down a little bit.
Of course. He wouldn't want a woman to go into hysterics. God forbid we have emotions.
Do you have anything
helpful to say, Dad?
Yes.
What?
That actually, I think the show is kind of good.
Great.
Yeah.
One episode that you've listened to?
Well, yeah. So far. I mean, yeah, I think it's,
So you like...
It's a little rough, it's good. Yeah, I do. I think that, you're doing a wonderful job.
You're not going to judge me for not having 4 PhDs instead of only 3 PhDs like you did last Christmas?
That was last Christmas, okay.
Yep.
I recently met a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Always
recently met a young lady.
Well, this one's different, though, because she has taught me how to be more compassionate.
Of course.
Yeah, and David's going to come back, okay? And I know he will. And I think that you just need to be patient with him. He's going to come around.
Yeah, be patient with him.
Yeah.
Because eventually he'll fix himself.
Well, eventually he'll realize that, his wife just left him. And there's no such thing as mole people, but I mean...
God, I hope so.
That's eventually. It's going to take some time.
His wife was a horrible woman, too. I don't even know why he liked her. None of us liked her. She was awful. She treated him like crap. He followed her around like a little puppy dog. He would have done anything for her.
He could have done so much better, too. I mean, she was a weird shape. She looked like a, like something, I don't know, like a huge jelly bean.
Well, I mean, there's no need to body shame, Dad, but
I'm not trying to. I just have never seen that kind of shape before.
I know that she cheated on him constantly.
Oh, yeah. She actually hit on me before.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I didn't do anything, no.
I hope not.
No. I mean, I thought about it for a second, but I was like, no.
Dad!
That's not good to do to my son. My only son.
Yeah, that's not good. You know what?
He was supposed to take on the family name. You know?
Yes, is your last name?
Yes, he does. One day he's going to come around.
I'm glad you have faith, Dad.
Maybe you
should come over and help once in a while. That would be, totes awesome. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Maybe I will.
Okay.
Well, I'm a little busy right now, but maybe I will.
Yeah. Bye, Dad. Hey. Ladies and gents that listen to this podcast, that was my dad. He gave me a compliment and then hung up on me. That surmises our entire relationship. You're awesome. Bye. That's like how all men treat me. I don't really get it. Except David. David's always there because he's always needed me. And now he's not there. And if David doesn't need me, then who am I? What am I even doing? Why am I here? What does all my education mean if no one needs me? I don't know what to do with myself. Not even Roger needs me. Oh, hang on. There's a light. Hey, freak. What?
Hey there, Elizabeth.
Jesus Christ!
Oh,
where are you?
Calm down. I apologize. I lost track of time. I'm borrowing a phone from this lady.
You are talking on a phone and you left the house?
Yes, I borrowed your car. I don't know if you noticed that.
My husband took it.
Look, I thought this was going to go faster than it did. I'm sorry about that. I hope Dr. Reverend Tungsten Pearl is doing okay on the show. I
kicked him out, David.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise
me. He wanted to smell your Snuggies. He was super creepy.
Look, I just called to say I'm coming back soon. I'll be there soon.
How did you leave the house?
Well, I borrowed your car. I'm sorry.
Right, are you driving?
Well, I'm going to be as soon as I get off the phone.
Your license expired like 8 years ago.
It doesn't matter. It's the government. Who cares? Anyway, I thought I'd be back in time for the episode, and I'm sorry I missed it. But I thought, you know, who knew that, you know, writing with frosting takes that long? I just wanted to call and make sure everything was okay.
What?
And to tell you happy birthday.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Freak of the Week, and, I think I may have to murder my brother.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. I don't know how that works, she's my sister. All of the experts and phone calls are performed by a cast of actors? What in the world? I don't know who Lindsay Chmielarski, Alan Morgan, Elizabeth Grulick, and Patrick Harrington are, but we're going to have to go to Pound Town, for sure. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Produced, yeah, okay. Freak of the Week is a Memorial Development production, distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.